But the thing you can do, I have a term sheet. It's a one-page term sheet, and it basically goes over, I think, what we need to go over, right? It goes over billing, it goes over cancellation policy. It's a very short thing. It's only one page, and it's served me well. I don't have a student sign it. If we have to go that far, I think it's kind of like, I don't know, it's sort of unwritten rules or certain things we don't have to have you sign. So I think just having it, and I send it to them by email and just acknowledge that they got it. That's all I care about. So I'm going to show it to you because I think it's kind of something that would help you. You can take a picture of it if you want to, whatever you want. This is it right here. So I send this to them right when they decide they want to start applying, right? So I give them a list of things they need to get, which is here. And I tell them, you know, things you need now and things you can wait for, things like that. So this is what I tell them they need. Because if they don't have these things, I'm not interested really in taking them on because my workflow is going to be disrupted. And the value add I have is in showing you how to use all this stuff, right? And use technology in the airplane. If you're not into that, you want to fly with the manual method or something, you know, I wrote a book called Around the World with Stopwatch, Pencil, and Chart. Right. So I do know how to do it. I just don't want to do it. Right. Who wants to do that? Too hard. So anyway, there's way the better ways to fly. Here's the billing. So I tell you how we bill. I'm just leaving it up here. So if you want to take a picture of it or something, you can. And pretty much that's it. This is what we do. It tells you how you're going to be billed, when you're going to be billed, and how you have to cancel. Now, I do have there is always a provision for like emergencies. But if you have too many emergencies, then I'm not for you. Right? We're not for each other. If you have like keep having a lot of cancellations, a lot of if you're late, I don't care. I still bill you anyway. And if you notice in the 15 years doing this CFI class, I'm not late. I'm just not, right? So if I say I'm going to be there at a particular time, I'm there well in advance. How do I do that, by the way? Those of you who want to do this as a career. How you do it is you have to leave copious amounts of time to get there. So I teach our CFI class in Opa-locka, which is it's a 35-minute drive. So it's with no with pretty much it. So I start at 11. I leave my house at 9:30, right? So I'm not late. I can go a bunch of different ways to get there, right? So that's how you do it. In Palo Alto, I start the class at 8. I leave my house at 6:30, and it takes about 30, 40 minutes to get there. Same thing, right? That's how you don't be late. So therefore, I'm not late. But if you are, that's fine because the HAWS meter already started. I don't go get into that, you know, because when you start doing that, if you don't set, you don't get students who are motivated sometimes enough and they're wishy-washy, they'll be the first one that cancel. So you got to make it so that you're the last one to cancel. And I just say, I mean, we're not for each other. That's simple, right? To me, that's that. And then there are exceptions. And then, of course, this is my thing. That's all it is. There's no signature block here. There's nothing to do and nothing like that. So, and I get really good, really motivated students because of it. So the first thing in, again,